This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The White House may be trying to circumvent the Helms Amendment to allow for taxpayer funding of abortions overseas. CFAM's Friday Facts alleges the administration is clearly seeking ways to get around the 40-year-old ban on federal funds paying for abortion in other nations. The leading practitioner of euthanasia in Belgium is organizing an instructional tour to Auschwitz, the Nazi extermination camp. Dr. Wim Disselmans describes Auschwitz as an inspiring surrounding in which to clarify confusion about euthanasia. After a Florida man drugged his pregnant girlfriend to induce an abortion, that state's legislature crafted a bill to criminalize such behavior. Democrat Party Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, however, says that the bill to punish men who force their partners to have abortions is wrong and senseless. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Potential 2016 presidential candidate Marco Rubio is taking heat for this week, saying that human life beginning at conception is not debatable and that it is actually a scientific consensus. He was targeting those who debate him for choosing which scientific facts to accept or ignore. The Washington Post, confused by such boldness, chose not scientists but abortion doctors to seek a way to counter Rubio. This has been Life News Radio.